wood you know and put in front of that back low.
Mm-hmm.
A great big old room to get
hot.
Oh.
What would you use to start the fire with? What kind of wood?
Oh, some, try to have some dry cedar or something like that. Maybe an old cedar rail split up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that hand in dry all the time, you know.
So something will start easy.
What about this rich, fat pine?
That is the best there is, but there's not much of that in this part of the country.
You know what that's called?
Yeah,
I should tell you, but I can't think. There's lots of that in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Kenlin, yeah, it is Kenlin.
Or
Kenlin, yeah, you see, that's Kenlin, all that stuff. That's your Kenlin for your fire. And well, when you start that fire, you use a Kenlin. Then you try to have some more Kenlin, you might call it. Just a little larger stuff, you know, and some little larger. And then the big one, and it all heat up together and burn fast. That's Kenlin.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay.
And it had lots of, and you know, the chimney sweeps kept that cleaned out. If you didn't have chimney sweeps, you're in a mess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your birds, you know, you see them, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
And they'd build nests and everything, but they'd clean out the flue for you, the chimney.
I don't know,
but, and of course, lots of times, the chimneys catch on fire, the soot would catch on fire, too. It makes the awfulest run you ever heard of in your life. When you just start a fire, you know, like in the fall, you haven't had a fire in that much. It's hot. That soot would burn out just almost like gasoline. And the office fire would go out the top of the chimney, you also. Soot on fire. I don't add up, but it would do that.
Okay. If you had a fire that burned down completely, all that would be left would be the...
Embers.
Okay, what about something else? Like if I burn this piece of paper, it'd turn into...
Charcoal.
Ash?
What? Ashes, of course. Well, yeah, ashes. Yeah, when the fire went out, that's where your ashes are. And you know, you can take your wood ashes and put a little salt with it, and it's good for stock tonic, good for horses and cows
well,
and hogs.
It makes them hard.
You're the best. Yeah, it's regular medicine.
What do you give it to them for?
Well, it makes them hardy, and it's supposed to be good for wounds. And it just makes them do good, yeah. It's a tonic. You just mix a few ashes, wood ash and a little salt. And the charcoal in that with it.
Yeah. Just any kind of ashes?
Wood ashes, any kind of wood ashes.
How do you make them eat it?
With that salt they'll eat it. And any stock like charcoal too. They'll eat. You can just burn a brush pile out of wood, you know.
Yeah.
Some wood, and when the fire goes out, stock will eat that charcoal out of them in there.
Huh, I've never
mainly whole. Yeah, they were shot.
I don't know.
And it's really good. Yes, sir.
You give that to your horse then?
I don't, but I have. I used to. Don't burn the wood now. Yeah, I like it. And of course, I buy horse blocks, horse tonics, stuff like that. But
salt,
I expect it's all just as good.
You take some regular table salt? Or?
I think salt is salt, but by 100 pounds. And some of it is ground so much finer than others, you know.
Yeah.
And of course the real fine salt is table salt and not so fine, just salt from stock. And it's very important to keep salt in front of them too. It's just like people. You know, if you didn't have any salt in your food, you'd soon quit eating or something would happen to you. Wouldn't anything taste right? So tell me.
Okay. When I'm talking about things that you might have in a room, what do you call this thing that I'm sitting in?
Oh, I call it a chair.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you're sitting on?